You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity. I am so glad to be back here because I've been on a little hiatus in studio with the lovely, she came all the way from London, overseas, the lovely Donatella.
Hi. I get a round of applause and everything.
You get everything when you come here to America.
It was worth it then, the 11-hour flight, just to be here for your show.
What, was it good? Was the flight all right? Everything? They took care of you?
They did.
All right, you know, we like to make sure that everyone is taken care of, you know what I'm saying? So Donatella is a host over in London. You've worked for MTV, you've worked for Flavor TV, Grimm Daily.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Grimm Daily.
Grimm Daily.
Grimm Daily. Yeah.
So I'm going to pick your brain a little bit, kind of get to know where you came from, what kind of music you're into. We're going to get into that. But first I want to talk about a couple things that are going on worldwide. We all know Beats by Dre.
Yep.
Have you heard what Beats by Dre is about to do?
Tell me.
Beats by Dre is about to come out with, well, first of all, after the fact that they've already destroyed every other headphone company out in the world.
Completely, like, wiped them out.
Dr. Dre is on some Steve Jobs type-ish right now.
Okay.
He is creating, it's going to be a monthly subscription. So basically with your Beats by Dre, you'll be able to use, it's like a Songify or a Napster where you can listen to all the free music that you want, monthly subscription, but it's all through your headphones. Kind of cool.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
I'm interested to see how it works because... is there going to be like an interface? Because I like to look through songs. Like,
yeah.
How would you be able to tell? Is it going to be like a radio station?
Oh, yeah. Because you remember when the iPod Shuffle came out and
yeah.
It didn't have a screen? That didn't really work for me.
Me either.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been in beta testing since 2012. Certain celebrities have gotten it. Different market testers have had it. They love it. They think it's great. Jimmy Iovine is working with him for this, and so isn't Trent Reznor.
Oh.
So he's got a lot of people behind this, and I mean, Dr. Dre clearly has made a lot of great business decisions in his life.
Yeah.
This probably being one of his best, I would say.
And I feel like he's just going to keep getting richer and richer.
Because it's almost kind of like Beats by Dre is a standard.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have it, it's like,
oh. Yeah. You're never in a room anymore with people that, like, at least one person will have a pair. Everyone.
And now, I mean, okay, so do you think that this takes it, is this kind of like the new realm of headphones? Is this where we're going? Is it kind of like, are the Beats by Dre going to also be a phone in the future, you know, like?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things where we're going to have to wait and see, because sometimes there's these things. Do you remember like when mini discs came out and mm-hmm. we were like, this is going to be amazing. And it didn't really take off.
Stuck
so
around.
It's one of those things. It's either going to be like massive and huge and we're never going to listen to music any other way,
mm-hmm.
or yeah, it will just kind of,
for me, it really all will come down to the interface.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to be able to scroll through music, look at it and be like, yep, this is what I want to listen to, sure. If it's going to be some, all right, well, I'm going to turn it to channel 3, like,
oh.
I don't see it being like that though.
Okay.
Because Beat by Dre is pretty slick. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
I know. I'm quite excited for that, though.
Yeah. all right. So moving on from one legend to another, Jay-Z recently just went through all of his albums and ranked them.
Okay.
And then wanted to see what everyone else thought.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through what he says, and well, let's just talk about it.
Okay.
His number one album, he says,
mm-hmm.
is Reasonable Doubt.
Okay.
Classic, he claims. I gotta say, it is a classic.
It is a classic.
Number two, he thinks, is The Blueprint.
Okay.
Definitely understand that.
Yep.
I'm with him on The Blueprint.
Okay.
Reasonable Doubt, I don't know about number one. I mean,
yep.
I guess it is kind of, it put him on the map.
Yeah.
Number three, we have The Black Album.
Okay.
Which he claimed classic, which, I mean, I thought The Black Album was a great album.
Mm-hmm.
don't know about it being.
I wouldn't put it that high up, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it is a classic album because at the time what he did, and it was like the whole Beatle thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, to give it number three, I don't know. So then he went on to say Jay-Z Volume 2 mm-hmm. is number four as a classic. American Gangster following at number five, which he says it should be 4.5 because it's very cohesive.
Oh.
I just got into a serious debate about this actually this morning. American Gangster for me didn't really do it.
Yeah.
I respect it. I love the album, but
you didn't quite hit the spot.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know where he was kind of going with some of these. Like number six is Magna Carta.
Yeah. for me though, he has to put that there. He can't put it any lower than that.
Yeah, because it's his newest album. He's on tour. He's got to be like, well, yeah, it wasn't my best album, but it is one of my greatest.
No. Yeah.
All right. I guess.
But really, like your latest album should be your greatest. Do you know, it should always keep getting better. Like, as an artist, it's kind of strange to rank your albums like, oh, I was having a bit of a bad year that year, and like, oh, I was a bit better that time. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit strange.
Well, yeah, but I mean, so then he goes on to say, number seven, Volume 1, he said, because Sunshine kills this album. Then he said number eight, Blueprint 3. He said, sorry what everyone says, but it was good. Now, see, he put the Blueprint 3 before the Blueprint 2, which...
You're not feeling that?
No, I have an issue with that, because I'm like...
You preferred Blueprint 3.
I preferred Blueprint 2.
Oh.
Over 3. I thought Blueprint 3 was great. Mm-hmm. I would have went Blueprint 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
In the order.
In the order. Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
Not to say that, you know what I mean? Like, I get that each Blueprint should be better.
Yeah.
But you have to think... If you're going to rank something, what came out first that caused this
Yeah, for there
chain
to be another
music.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah, and so his final one he came out to say is Kingdom Come. He said, you know, it was my first game back, don't shoot me.
Wow, he said that about his own album.
Which is pretty interesting that, you know, he came out and put that. I would have more said that about Magna Carta, but okay.
So what would have been your number one then?
Honestly... Blueprint 2.
Yeah, I think I got to agree with you on that one, actually.
I think it would have to be Blueprint 1 or 2. Or, I don't know, because I even like Jay-Z Volume 2. It's really hard because I don't know. I don't know if I like that he actually did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
I think it's very interesting because he the songs that he picked. I don't know. It's very interesting. I would like Beyonce to do this.
Oh yeah.
I would love Beyonce to sit down and rate her albums.
Oh my goodness, can you imagine?
I can imagine actually.
I can't
imagine Beyonce doing that. I'm just kidding, I can't. Kanye West sat down recently mm-hmm. and he basically came out and said
he's been saying a lot of controversial stuff.
Who, Kanye?
Mm.
Really? No, he basically has been going around, you know, he's been talking about, you know, my first love is art. You know, you can say it's music. I love music, but I, you know, he went to school to become a fine art, you know, major in fine art. And he's saying the only reason people think I'm an amazing rapper is because of what I do visually. I get what he's saying, and I get, you know what I mean? You got to be the preacher of your own product, you know? So I'm not mad at him like other people are mad at him for, you know, going around saying, I'm the best, I'm the best. That's what hip-hop is about.
Mm-hmm.
When you battle in hip-hop, it's, I'm the best MC that you ever saw, you know what I mean? Versus. So basically he's just taking that and kind of putting it into the media. So he comes out to say, my next album project... I think my next album is going to be 8 songs. It's just reducing down the amount of information that you need. People say a design is the point where you can't take anything else away. Yeezus was very, very designed. I took a departure from radio and popular music in order to get this seat here. So I would actually like to see Kanye rate his own.
Oh,
albums.
That would be interesting.
Well, let me just pick your brain. As far as, you know, Kanye West as an artist and where he's kind of evolved, what's your take on him?
I really like the way that he has evolved as an artist, because he's definitely moved with the times and come with consistent new sounds that are like his thing, which also sets trends for like other people to do that. But I don't like all the other stuff around it. It like takes
like
away
the Kardashian stuff.
Just,
or...
Yeah, and all the just the weird stuff, the just the stupid stuff. I like, if it is just about art, then
keep it.
You don't even need to say it because that's what it is. So I don't like all the stuff for just publicity and stuff. That's a bit not my thing.
Well, as far as Yeezus and kind of like he said, you know, I took a break from, you know, saying, I don't care about it being number one. I don't care about it being played on the radio. It's a good album.
Mm.
Do you think more artists need to look at music that way? Or
I think that artists should just go back to making good music and stop trying to make music that they think is going to chart or what everybody else is making. Just go in the studio and make what you want to make, and what comes out comes out. And I think that good music always gets out there, even if it's super hard. If like it's so big that you can't control it, the radio has to play it, and they have to just censor the entire song or just deal with it. Because
well, I mean, I love Bad Bitches. That's my fucking problem. I mean, that, right? If you listen to that on the radio, literally, it's I'm like, what are we? What's the point?
I know there's a lot of songs that are ruined by censorship, but yeah, eight tracks though on an album for me is really bad. I don't know where I feel like he's doing that to try and be different. And to me, that's like an EP. That's not an album.
Yeah.
And I definitely wouldn't want to be paying an album price for like eight tracks.
Yeah, and you know he would, because it'd be like a fancy album cover.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're gonna pay the full $14.99, and maybe the deluxe album has 10 songs on it.
Yeah. What do you make of that, eight tracks on an album?
I just think it's kind of like, I get it, the idea of what he's trying to say. He's saying, you know, with each artist, you know, when they release a new album, it's a new era for that artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants, what I'm assuming is, he wants each era to kind of take form.
Mm-hmm.
So if I give you only eight songs, you can't listen to the 14 songs. You know what I mean? They may not all be cohesive. Where with eight songs, I can tell a full story. I think it's about keeping it to... It's like in if you watch TV today. Back in the day, a cartoon would be, you know, a half hour long.
Right.
Then in the 90s, it started getting the cartoons where you got two episodes in one.
Yeah.
Now you watch a cartoon, it's like you're going to get six little mini episodes
in
one.
Yeah, back to back.
People's patience have become short. So I wonder if he's kind of thinking of it in that realm of, you know what, I'm going to give him eight.
But then it's got to be amazing. Him to do that puts so much more pressure on himself,
mm-hmm.
because you've got to make sure that I'm not going to want to skip
one
of those tracks.
And honestly, in this day and age, if you were to put eight songs on an album, I need a visual for each song.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he is kind of the type of guy to like do a movie and all that.
Yeah. Oh, this video with Kim though is too much for me. It's way too much. It's too much.
What do you mean? I mean, I'm not a fan of it.
I don't like
it. It amazes me how many people actually really love it.
Really?
Yeah. Love the video.
It's not for me. It's just like, I really like the song, and then like the visual with it just ruined it for me. I was like, why have you made it this when you both don't need to do that?
Was it, why are you making it about you two's, the Kanye Kim love? Or was it more, you know, just the visual doesn't really make sense?
The visual doesn't really make sense. And there's a few parts of the video that I just think are unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't need to see that. I kind of like it that, like, I like to, like, imagine it more. Like, when you're showing me, I'm a bit like, oh, like, no, it's all right. You know, it's not for me. That whole video was too much, and I just, it ruined things for me a little bit.
Mm.
I'm not being a hater.
No, it's not being a hater at all. All right, well, let's talk about some people who are hating. Is Beyonce's fans are getting upset, and I have to say this. Beyonce has been on tour for I don't even know how long,
mm-hmm.
with this The World Mrs. Carter show.
Yep.
There was no real reason for her to come out with the Mrs. Carter show.
Yep.
We thought it might be a build up to an album.
Yep.
And from what I've heard behind the scenes stuff, there is an album. It got scratched.
Okay.
There's like 90 something songs, and they all got scratched, and they're still kind of just like, what's the sound going to be? I remember in an interview her saying she wants to bring real music back. She wants to play with actual real instruments and kind of, you know, playing with their voice a little bit. I mean, my thing is like, I hate the blogs when you go through the blogs and, you know, being in the industry, you know the marketing tactics. So, okay, you go to these blogs and you see what's Beyonce's in the news because she sang to, you know, an audience member, he slapped her ass. She sang to this audience member and they grabbed her phone. She sang to the Kevin Hart and he started screaming. It's like, okay, every day?
Yeah.
Every day we have to see you and Beyonce in the purple jumpsuit and what happened when you went and like, stop putting your microphone out.
Yeah.
Clearly, something, it ain't working.
Oh, too funny.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, but people look at it like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened to Beyonce. She wanted that to happen. Because she has no marketing right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not being a hater. I love Beyonce, Queen Bee. Mm-hmm. I'm a Queen Bee fan. But, I mean, Jesus needs to be featured on the album at this point. Like, I can't.
Do you know what I would like to happen? I would really like Rihanna to be on the album just to kind of put any kind of things that we might have in our head to rest and just be like, do you know what?
You
like,
really see that happening?
I don't really even see their sounds really merging, but I think that if like they could, it would be great because lately, like Beyonce's been a bit more like her styles kind of changed up a little bit, and I've seen her rocking some things that are a bit more, you know, something more like Rihanna would wear. So I'd like to see them kind of make peace.
I mean.
You don't think it's going to happen, do you?
No. First of all, you know, when that comment you just made, I just saw a picture of Beyonce yesterday. She wore these pizza tights.
Oh.
And it's like a photograph of pizza.
Oh, right.
Zoomed in with pepperoni all on it.
Oh, that's
it's like
sexy.
Greasy, cheesy pepperoni. And then the top shirt is a bunch of pizzas.
Oh, again, pizzas. Oh.
And I'm just like the thing for me is like, I feel like Beyonce tries too hard to be fashionable and it never works. Like Beyonce's not known for her fashion.
No. And the thing is, she's like a diva. She's a classic like beauty that just needs to give us that like all out glam and just like.
Whereas Rihanna is like a face of fashion.
Yeah.
She, you know, changes things. I feel like Rihanna and Beyonce would never work because Beyonce would never, in Beyonce's mind, she's like, I'm Beyonce. And you're Rihanna.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with being Rihanna, but I'm Beyonce.
Yeah.
So if she was to go down to that.
Go down to that.
I really think in Beyonce's mind, when she was watching the American Music Awards and it was like, Rihanna's winning the Icon Award, Beyonce was like, I'm changing the channel.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it would be nice, though.
I'm sure she's happy for her. She's like, good for her. Golden Girls is on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It was just me trying to, like, you know, do it for the sisters. It would be nice if they could, you know.
Well, that's actually really interesting, too, because this morning I was watching an a cappella of these four girls singing Rihanna What Now?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, how cool to be, because all the girls kind of reminded me of a famous pop star. And I was like, how cool and epic would it be if Rihanna came out on stage and started singing What Now? And then Beyonce, Katy Perry, Britney, Christina walked out and sang it with them. You know what I mean? Like, we don't get that in pop.
But we only get that when they're really old and it's like some kind
of VH1 divas.
And they can't really sing anymore. Yeah. And like, they all look a bit weird and, you know, like. No, I'd like to see them in their prime do stuff like that. But it seems like artists have got too much ego to kind of want to be on the stage with the other one and the other one. Like,
well, if it's a male artist, they're totally down to work. But it's like, why?
Don't do it.
It doesn't make sense to me, people. Come on, girl power.
I know. I hate that. That's the one thing that I hate. Girls should stick together.
Well, all right. So before we get into some more stuff, I want to play this video of this guy, Jamar Rogers. He was found off The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't win, but I mean, I remember him from the show, and then I just kind of like never thought about him again. And so I was just Googling, YouTubing, and all that stuff, and I came across this new song. It's called Drink of You, and I'm just going to play it because I just feel like everyone needs to watch this visual and listen to it.
Okay, let's go.
So we have a clip right here. All right, and so this is actually Jada Pinkett Smith's new video with her rock group, which is actually, we were going to play this for you guys last week, so I guess we could get into this. It's kind of a little long intro, but I've never really gotten into Jada Pinkett Smith's music before.
Yeah, me.
Have you?
No.
No? So I'm actually going to ask our engineer if we could just fast forward it like 30 seconds. Perfect. And just get into her whole little voice and situation. Like, I know she's very Evanescence-y. Mm. Were you a fan of Evanescence?
Some, but...
some of their stuff is
kind of
repetitive.
I couldn't sit and listen always.
Repetitive. It's very dramatic, her whole situation. But that wasn't the song that I wanted you guys to listen to. It's Jamar Rogers' Drink of You. Definitely YouTube it. It's absolutely amazing.
I'm going to check that out for sure.
I mean, when you hear the voice of this guy, I couldn't even picture what he looked like. And then I had to go YouTube it, and I was just like, this child can sing.
Why did I not know?
It's and it's
before.
Like real music. So Jamar Rogers... check him out on YouTube.
I'm going to check him out.
All right, Donatella.
Yes.
Let's talk about you.
All right. My favorite subject.
Let's talk about London. So, you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, where did the entertainment part come from? I mean, you grew up, your mother, father. Where did you sprout out? What did they want you to become? And where did you kind of sprout into the entertainment business?
I think since I was like a really small child, like entertainment business was what I wanted to do. Like anywhere we went, if there was a piano there, I'd be like, I want to sing. And they'd be like, no, we're in a restaurant. Everyone's eating. You can't do that. And I'd still was like 5 years old, go and sit and do it. And I just, it was something that was in me for a really long time. My mum and dad wanted me to be like a doctor or like something normal and sensible. And instead, like, I just decided that I wanted to work in predominantly like hip hop music, and they sometimes get anxious about me and like, are you sure you're not going to get a proper job now, darling? I'm like, mommy, it's a proper job.
Well, so, okay. And where did your kind of love for hip hop music come into play? Cause you, I mean, we've spoken off camera and you say, you know, hip hop in London isn't really big.
It isn't really big. Not like it is here at all, but actually it was my parents that first got me listening to hip hop. I remember me and my brother being kids and them having Snoop's album in the car and us liking it because it had loads of swear words in it and thinking it was bad. And they were talking about lots of things that as a child, I was like, oh my goodness, this is naughty music. And then like, that was kind of like my first experience. And my mum seemed to listen to hip hop throughout me, like growing up from like old school stuff to now. So she's kind of semi-responsible for why I don't have a proper
Who were some
job.
Of your... favorites growing up?
I liked Tupac. I liked Snoop. I was a big Dr. Dre fan as well, like from a long time. He's done like a lot for music for sure, and he's one of my favorite people from all time. But yeah, like a whole different mix of things. And my parents used to listen to like a lot of soul and stuff like that. And I first got into hosting when I was 18 or 19, and I wasn't working in music, and I had a really good job, and then one day I just couldn't take it anymore, and I quit my job, and I was like, I want to follow the music road, and I just didn't look back. And
it led you to Grim Daily,
mm-hmm.
which is the biggest urban website?
Yep, that's right.
In the UK?
Back home, yeah, so it's kind of like our world star.
Okay.
So it's where everybody goes every day to check out all the things that are hot, and it's got American videos and UK videos. But I really want to build that bridge between UK and US, because what we get blogged back home and what you guys get here, you don't hear any of our stuff, and we don't get to hear so much of your music. Like, we get the most mainstream
really?
Percentage. And we have to, like, people, hip-hop fans have to search for it, but there's nowhere where it's, like,
is it because
really out there.
The culture, as far as not wanting to bring, you know, over here, people, you know, used to look at, and I mean, they still do, look at his as hip, at hip-hop as it's this negative force and, you know, it can ruin communities. Is that, do you think it's kind of that where people look at it like, oh, that's dangerous? And
yeah, I mean, the people in Britain are really like, oh, no, we can't have that on the radio. It sounds very angry. And they just don't want that to be like the main sound, which is a really sad thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of the music, you do not hear hip hop like on the radio. You've got to be really, even if you listen to our hip hop station, to get a track that's actually like, you know, a proper hip hop track is like 1 in 10.
Really? Mm. Now, you went from Grim Daily to MTV's The Wrap Up.
Mm-hmm.
What were the kind of the differences for you? Because, I mean, MTV, that's a huge platform.
Yeah.
You know, Grim Daily being, you know, more online. What was that kind of transition like for you?
It was exciting for me. It was my idea. I hit them up because I started up filming underground artists, putting my interviews on YouTube. They had huge fan bases back home and no one had ever spoken to them. So I was like, this doesn't make any sense. I'm going to interview everyone. And it really took off back home. And then that's why, you know, the site really grew. And then I just hit up MTV and I was like, look, this works. And these people need a bigger platform. And there is a demand for it. And I'm good at it. So I think you should take this whole little package. And they were like, all right.
And I think we have actually a clip of some of your interviews. We'll take a look at. You sat down with some pretty big people, actually.
Oh.
I was like, all right. Bruno Mars.
What kind of question is this?
Hey, Donatella, and right now I'm joined by the sensational Trey Songz. Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm sensational.
You certainly are. Let's get straight to it. You know what we're here to talk about.
What are we here to talk about? You and me? This thing we got going on? I know, baby. Everybody wants to know. We can't let the whole world in, you know? We got to talk about other stuff. We can't give it all away right now.
Okay, well, let's talk about Chapter 5.
Let's talk about it. A great segue. That's why.
Wait, Donatella, there's not a lot that's better than you as a presenter.
So who is this?
These are like some rappers from the UK that are called the Rizzle Kicks.
The Rizzle Kids?
Yeah, no, the Rizzle Kicks.
Kicks.
Mm.
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, you've met a lot of celebrities. You've sat down. I've heard some crazy stories from you. Who was one of your favorite interviews that you've kind of sat down and got to pick their brain?
50 Cent was my favorite.
Why?
Again, he was a person that I listened to for a long time growing up, and he did a lot. For hip hop as well. Mm-hmm. And when you look back at his like back catalog of songs, it's actually like insane how many hits he's had. Like how many songs you're like, oh my gosh, I love that song.
That first album is like you can put it in, listen to every track.
Every track. And you know, it was exciting to meet him because he's someone that's managed to stay again at the top of his game in like a business sense and still be such an iconic figure even though he hasn't had music out properly apart from this newer stuff which I'm not going to go into. But that was my favorite interview because just he's a very interesting man.
Is there anyone that kind of you met them and they made you change your mind about them? Like maybe you weren't really like a believer, and you met them, and you're like, you know what? Actually, they're really cool. I'm going to give them a second chance.
There's a couple of people that maybe I wasn't excited about interviewing because I don't really like their music, but then they've been really cool people, and I've started to dig their whole thing a little bit more. But it's more like happens to work the opposite. There's some times where you're like a huge fan of someone, and you're really excited, and you meet them, and they're not nice.
Can you give us some tea?
Oh, I'm new in America. I don't
want to burn any bridges.
Don't want to burn any of those US bridges just yet. But when I'm up there, I'm going to out everything.
Oh, so we're going to get a book.
Oh, there's definitely a book.
So then from MTV, The Wrap Up, you moved over to Flava TV, which is what we saw some clips from. And this is the number one music station on TV. Is this bigger than MTV over there?
It's kind of like our BET, so it's the only place where you can go to really get like urban mm-hmm. music. And it is the best urban music that we can possibly give in the UK. And it does kind of cover the harder stuff that maybe the other channels wouldn't. And that's why it's the kind of the biggest one. You think England would catch on to the fact that maybe people want that. But yeah, that's what
it is. Well, so who is it to blame? Is it more like, I mean, MTV? Or is it more the country kind of, you know, saying like, no, we don't want this on our television?
Yeah, I think just as a whole, it kind of goes in cycles. in the UK, I noticed that every kind of 5 years, we have loads of urban music flood the charts. And then before we know it, it's all been like pushed out. And we've got all this like alternative rock and like other stuff pushed. And I just think that they just don't want that as like.
What would you say is like the main sound right now?
Back home.
Yeah.
Yeah, taking it like a bit old school, like a lot of dancey type, but like two-step kind of.
Like the EDM, is EDM big or?
Yeah, like it's a whole different sound kind of coming through. But I think that the sound in England is a little bit confused, to be honest, because it's so many influences from like Europe, and there's so much of that like Euro house music that kind of comes through, and like that dance stuff that I'm just not really into. So I'm loving being here and like listening to you guys' radio station. It's like the best thing.
I mean, as far as like the culture and, you know, are there a lot of spots like, I love in New York, you know, I'd be able to go to different like little low key spots and it would be, the DJs could play whatever they want. It'd be old school hip hop, whether it be mixing it with today and putting it on an old school hip hop beat. I mean, do you guys have that out there?
Yeah, we definitely have that. And for the people that, you know, do want it, they've created like those
little
nights
movements
and yeah, but it's definitely like a smaller scale thing than it is here. It's sad really, but that's why I'm trying to move here.
So you're trying to move here.
I am.
And you've taken over the UK. Time to take over the US. Who's someone that you are excited, you know, maybe to kind of book that sit down with that you haven't yet?
I'd like to interview Eminem.
That would be a great candidate. And are there any artists out here that maybe you didn't know while you were living back at home and you came over here and were like, oh, I'm actually really digging them?
So many, like Ty Dolla $ign and like a couple of different rappers that, and like just even people that I've been a bit more exposed to. I've heard like a lot more like Juicy J and Pusha T since I've been out here than I would have back home, and I'm like massively into them, like huge fans. So yeah, it's been kind of nice to hear some stuff that I don't think I would have got to hear back home.
Right now, you flew from London over to America.
Mm-hmm.
What was on your iPod?
You know, mine's a bit embarrassing because it kind of goes from like one extreme to the other. I've got like super old school stuff like Biggie, and then like I've got like random, just completely random, like left field, like French hip hop, and like just my iPod selection.
French hip hop.
Mm.
Tell me a little bit about French hip. I've only heard one artist.
And who would that be?
I can't think of his
Booba?
Name. Actually, I think that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. He's quite big, like, in France. I mean, I was over in France for a short time, and again, like, I heard their music in the club mixed up with other hip-hop, and they actually have a way bigger hip-hop scene than London does, and when I was out there, I heard way more hardcore hip-hop.
Do you get, I mean, for me, why it's harder, and this is going to be such an ignorant comment, why it's harder for me to really listen to
like
the French hip hop?
Oh.
It's the dialect, and it's actually kind of the same reason why with Shakira, when she sings in Spanish versus singing the same song in English, sometimes I think it sounds better in Spanish versus when she sings it in English. Sometimes I like it better in English than Spanish.
Yeah,
it's something about the dialect. Is that something that, you know, with artists out here, you guys tend to notice that about American artists, or is it?
Well,
we're
just so used to it because it's what we've always had. And when rappers sort of first started coming out, hip hop kind of rappers in the UK, they all used to spit with American accents, and we were really offended by it because even though when everyone sings, they sing in an American accent, until like Lily Allen came along, everyone was singing just like you guys. And it's weird because we can't talk like it, but everyone seems to be able to sing like it.
Yeah, I always thought that was
what
really weird.
That?
Like Leona Lewis.
No, what is that? And when people were rapping in American accents, it was like, because it's more talking, we were like offended by the fact that people had these like fake accents, and then nobody ever always raps in their own accent. And I know what you mean, it can be distracting, but I think like good music is just good music. So that's why, like, even though I have no clue what this French dude is saying, like sometimes I love it. And
and that's actually funny, because I was also thinking like, okay, you grew up, you said you listened to Dr. Dre, you know, Ice Cube, all these people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cultural gap alone, especially with hip-hop urban music, because they're talking about the streets, they're talking about products and things that you own. Like, I mean, there's people who in our own country look at it
Do you know what's really weird? Before I came here,
and wouldn't understand it.
I thought I used to sing along to so many songs and didn't actually really know like what it meant.
Do you have an example?
Like I didn't know what collard greens were, like, until Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, this is an actual thing that you guys eat. Okay, cool. All right. Okay, cool. So like, there was a bunch of things like just you guys might talk about that mm-hmm. we have no clue on, and we wouldn't even think to raise it. But we do, there's a lot that we didn't know that we don't know.
Now, as far as UK groups, I mean, or hip hop artists, SAS,
mm-hmm.
I know of them. They're part of Dipset,
mm-hmm.
And Nicki Minaj, if I'm not correct.
Mm-hmm.
She has an artist out there.
She does?
Or she's worked. Maybe she just worked with SAS. Maybe that's what I'm
thinking. Oh.
And then, of course, Dizzy Rascal, who kind of branched out. He had his thing. When I was in high school, he had a song out here.
Yeah.
Look Smart.
Oh, Fix Up, Look Fix Sharp. Up.
Yep. I was really into that one. And then he kind of branched off with Shakira, and he did that, and he kind of blew up off of that.
It's interesting to see, actually, who you guys know and
yeah,
who don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, tell me about Dizzy Rascal from your perspective. I mean, is he big out there?
Rascal's, like, such a legend. I don't like any of his recent music at all. And I can say that as someone that, like, was a massive fan of
who
his.
Who would you compare him to out here on the level? Like, is he a Kanye West of the UK? You know, is he...
The thing is, for me, like, the last couple of years, he's lost things.
Kind of slagged.
Yeah, because he was one of the original people that was in the kind of grime scene kind of coming up. And it was really raw and it was gritty. And, like, his first album was so good and it was so different. And, like, he sampled old tracks and he was mm-hmm. still really creative with it, but it was raw. And then, like, you know, he got a couple number ones and everyone started to like him. And then he started making dance music. And, like, it's just the classic thing that happens with so many rappers. And it's just annoying because that's not why he's good and that's not what makes him good. But it seems to make him loads of money. But I haven't listened to his music for a little while now, which is sad.
Well, and a little earlier you said, you know, you want to bridge the gap.
I do.
You want to show the UK what America's got, and you want to show America what the UK's got.
I do. I'm in the middle of like finishing my website at the moment because I want to start blogging from London to LA and LA to London. I want to show you guys what we have back home because I think that there's a lot of things that over here could be
I want to pick your brain right now. What things do you feel could be expected? And then I want to know three artists from the UK that you would recommend somebody. Out here that
oh,
we should
gosh.
Google YouTube.
That's so much pressure. I don't even know who you guys know. I'd like people to open their ears a little bit more here to different sounds because mm-hmm. over here we hate it when we hear people in England trying to make American sounding music. So that's why there is our own sound, and it would be nice for people to open their minds a little bit.
So give me an artist. I want to YouTube somebody.
Okay, for me, there's a female rapper called Nole.
Nole?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she's got a freestyle on a YouTube channel called Link Up TV. That's one of my favorites. She's one of the hardest. Like, she's not big in England at all. She's got, like, a core underground fan base. But I think even with her English accent, she's incredible.
She delivers.
And I think that she could rival, like, anybody over here. But she's never had the opportunity to do that. So hopefully I can fly the flag for Britain and, like, bring some of these people over and show you guys what they're working with.
Okay. Now, singing-wise, I've always been a fan of Lily Allen.
And she's back!
And she is back, and I'm very thankful she's back.
Yeah.
Jessie J. Singing-wise, who would you... Maybe someone that we don't know underground.
There's a huge thing in the UK called Emily Sandé. I don't know if you guys know her. She's really, really great. If you like people like Lily Allen, maybe check out a girl called Etta Bond. She's still relatively new, but her voice is incredible. Really something special. Like, she's, different. Those good people to check out. And in terms of male rappers, maybe a guy that I'm really feeling right now that I think can still translate over here is a guy called Jay Spades. I listen to him a lot right now.
And so the two guys that you were sitting with on your little interview, what was their names again?
Rizzle Kicks.
What's their music like?
It's, you know, like, it's like hip hop for dummies. Like, you know, it's like for kids. It's like, you know, really gimmicky, childish, kind of happy.
Like an Odd Futurist. Rappy. Kind of. Mm, it's a little too like, smart.
Yeah. It's, yeah, have a look at it. They've got a song called Mama Do the Hump.
Mama Do the Hump. All right. There we go. Mama Do the Hump. All right. So I want to share with you some tracks that have recently came out that I think are worthy to download. The first two, actually, you can get them for free. And the rest you can get download on iTunes, as well as subscribing to our podcast here, The Beat, on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, leave us a comment. It's free, and it helps us keep the lights on. First up, Chris Brown just released, poor guy, he's in rehab again. But he before he, his album was supposed to come out December 3rd. Oh, it's supposed to come out this week, actually.
Oh.
And apparently it's gotten pushed back again. So he released a mixtape called The X-Files, which is awesome.
I think Chris Brown's amazing. Like, incredible.
Every song.
He's amazing.
So this song is called War For You. It's off his newest mixtape, which you can get for free online, The X-Files.
I can be a man, you can call me daddy when we're fucking in the sand. Step two, let's go for a ride, baby. Got a whole stick, I'm driving. Step three, I be in these streets, throwing up the west side, chucking up the bees. And he can't take away my pride, they just can't take away my pride. Tell it, bury me, look into my eyes and see what I see.
I just love that he can come out with like the club songs, but at the same time he can keep it grown, sexy, warf. I just that's one of my favorite songs off of the mixtape by far.
I'm a huge Chris Brown fan. I think he's great. I think that, you know, I heard a rumor that he charges $100,000 to people for like a hook if he doesn't really like their music. And like, I'd pay that because his hooks are always so on point, and yeah.
Well, all right, so let me know about, you know, back home. Oh, here, you can't change the station without hearing, like, four Chris Brown songs.
It's not as bad as that, but, I mean, people definitely love him. He's not allowed, he's banned from the UK until next year, so he hasn't been able to come over there for a long time.
Ooh, what was that for?
I think it's because of the whole Rihanna thing.
Oh, Rihanna.
I don't know, really. I should know, but I don't know. And when I met Chris, he said something really interesting to me. He said, like, it's a shame because he's so talented. And obviously, you know, he's got all these problems, like, mm-hmm. around him. And he complained about something for a second. And he said, oh, I shouldn't complain. And then he was like, you know, my life's really good. And he was like, but, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said, well, I get some of the best days that probably the average person never gets to see, and those moments are amazing, but I also get some of the darkest that I don't think normal people go through either. Mm-hmm. And he was like, that up and down is a hard thing to get used to. And it must be crazy, like one day when you feel like the whole world loves you, and you're on stage and you're singing to tens of thousands of people, and then like the next day everybody hates you, and you know,
you're all these things that you're not really,
and you can't just go get McDonald's, and you can't just go and do regular things, or you know, cheat on your girlfriend and not get caught. It must be tough, but yeah, huge fan of his music, love it.
Go Chris. Hopefully this little vacation he's taking will put his mind back in track, because he was talking about retiring from music, and I'm like, you're too young to be doing that.
He's way too young.
And too talented. We still have a lot more work from him.
No, yeah, I think that he's a superstar. He needs to.
And I know he's cool with Justin Bieber, but you can't be letting Justin Bieber come out here trying to steal your swag.
No.
All right, next song, Lil' Kim. Now, my thing about Lil' Kim is I've been not a fan of what she's been releasing since the last album I really cared about for hers was Lil' Kim the GOAT album, which she sampled some tracks on. It was really dope. But I will say, if Hardcore 2K13 comes out anything like this song, finally it sounds like she's not in the damn basement of her cousin's house recording. Because that's what, I mean...
Well, let's hope the video doesn't look like she's filmed it on her friend's phone this time.
Oh, it was you that I showed that. All right. Yeah, yep. Her last video. But the song, I'm not mad at. She kind of gets, it has her old school voice back. It's a little slow for my liking, but lyrically, what she delivers, the chorus is cute. I like it. This is Lil' Kim, I Am Kimmy Blanco.
Blanco, female Casasosa, take over the game. Hercules, conquer, that bitch know how I get down. They already prompt us, so why you read the screen? Beam aiming, here's your anchor. We strapped in them B12s, no seatbelts. So much money that the bills pay themselves. So much honey, killer bees in the shelves. Extra gunpowder, cocaine in the shelves. Yeah, y'all bitches kinda hot, meet hell. Scarface in them new red heels. I swear I got them bitches running like a treadmill. Fictitious little bitches, but I make them dead real. And at the end, you won't even have a friend to get. Made bitch, I got the keys from the syndicate. So fuck it if it ain't old, I like my money vintage. Walls got so much plaques, I gotta call it Guinness. Blanco, Blanco, the motherfucking head high
job. Lil' Kim, I'm Kimmy Blanco. Again, it's not... It ain't no classic, but I feel like it's come. I feel like we're pulling it out of her.
Okay, it's getting better, but just for me, Lil' Kim's such a legend, and you know she had that Lil' Kim thing, and like you know Nicki came along, and it you know fucked with her ego a little bit. Yeah, you know, and it made her be like, she sounds a bit tired, and she looks just strange. And
okay, here's the thing though, like I've hung out with her last year for her tour, and mm-hmm. like I seen her fresh out the shower,
mm-hmm.
and she's really, really pretty.
What were you doing in the shower?
Okay, I wasn't in the shower. Like she came out the shower, she was in a robe, walked okay. around, and she was really pretty. No makeup on, nothing. I swear, I am not lying. Honestly, it blows my mind. But
okay, she's going a bit crazy.
She likes to do her own makeup.
Oh.
And she likes to do her own hair.
Oh.
Once in a while, she lets people do it, and usually it'll come out like, this is a cute picture.
Yeah, this is a cute
her
picture.
Her hair's cute in it. But, yeah, I think she's from a different generation
yeah.
of women who, you know, were bigger fans of certain types of makeup. That yeah. Now it's 2013. And we yeah. gotta, as Nicki Minaj would say, step your cookies up. but go Lil' Kim. I'm always going to support Lil' Kim because
you got she's Lil' Kim. You still got her, yeah.
Next song, this has been my anthem for the past 2 weeks.
I love this song.
Kid Ink, Eric Bellinger, Just Do It.
This beat is so, so rich.
Okay. You ain't with it, baby, I'ma keep it moving. Cause in a minute, we about to make a movie. You're a freak, bet you didn't think I knew it. On the rail, might as well just do it. Do it, might as well do it. Do it, might as well do it. You're a freak, bet you didn't think I knew it. On the rail, might as well just do it. All this money I've been spending on this Moet, yeah. So you and all your homies could get caught up in the moment. Don't you try and act like you already know just what my motives are. I know fucking with me in the morning you'll be calling off your job. End of the night calling a guy, baby, amen. Putting ideas in your head, we could leave anytime, say when. Keep doing you, gon' do it. You feel the urge to do something. I've been drunk, still getting bottles like I'm trying to put some way that we been going in.
All right, so that's Kid Ink featuring Eric Bellinger, Just Do It. So
I love
this
that
is
song.
A song that would be never be played.
Never be played.
Never be found.
I'd never heard of Eric Bellinger before I came here, and then I heard that song, If They Ain't Looking At Him,
yep.
never, no one from England knows that at all. I tweeted it and just didn't even get a response. They were just like, what's that? Who's Eric? And yeah, like, we'd never hear this. And I love this track. Love both of them.
I'm actually new to Kid Ink.
Me too.
I've known of him, but I've never really indulged in his music. And
it was Chris Brown that put me onto Kid Ink, that track.
Show Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what put me on too. And then I started going back and listening to his music and actually liking a lot of it. My friend was sitting there saying, oh, this song's so dumb. It sounds just like all of his other songs. I'm like, well, most artists, I mean, let's look at Tyga. Damn song sounds exactly. I mean, you could play a whole night of Tyga because you can remix one song into the other one.
Yeah.
2 Chainz. Yeah. I mean, we can go down the list of the artists that do that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm jamming.
Yeah. No, I'm enjoying love it.
Ty Dolla Signs, DJ Mustard, all that stuff. Like, I'm into it.
I'm into it too.
Next, we have She's Blowing Up Right Now. Jean Ayako off of
new EP, as well.
Sale out. Finally. I mean, this girl's been around since like B2K.
A long time.
Days.
Yes. Yeah.
Jean Ayako, this song is the first track on the actual album called The Vapors.
You've been on my mind. I've been trying to let it go. I've been trying to find something as incredible as you and I. But that's another no. Feeling can't compare to you. You just gotta let me know. Hit it again.
I love her.
It was just the right time for her to come out.
Yeah.
Because this sound is in right now.
It is. And I love just her different sound. She does this thing where it kind of sounds like it's an old sample that's been changed to sound current. But it's just her style of doing things, which nobody does. And I just think that she's sick. I love her.
She's almost like a female Drake. I mean, she
Totally. And it had to take for Drake to like put her on the album for anyone to even give her any recognition.
Yeah. She has that song Comfort In, which is, I was debating which one I was going to put on today's show. Comfort In, where it's like a freestyle and it's really dope. Like,
yeah.
I really wanted to not, I don't know why I had this thing against her when she first came out.
Really?
I don't know why I wanted to not like her. I don't know if it was because there was like a cat, it reminded me a little of Cassie or what. She shits on Cassie. I mean.
Well, of course, like Cassie hasn't had a song for a very long time.
What do you mean? She just released that mixtape.
No, I meant a good song.
Well, speaking of good songs, B.O.B. just released his new song with Chris Brown called Throwback. The beat is just retarded.
Aye. Go crazy to this. Go crazy to this. Go crazy to this. All my bitches get together. Go crazy to this. Go crazy to this. Go crazy to this. Go crazy to this. All my bitches get together, go crazy and throw that back. Throw that back. Don't be scared, bitch. Throw that back. This dip right here is cleaner than a hypochondriac. Throw that gap. This flow, you know that's crap. This beat, you know that crack. I'm from the city, on you, we on a map.
So that's B.O.B. featuring Chris Brown, Throwback.
Wow, that surprised me a lot.
Why?
I just didn't see B.O.B. coming with something like that.
Really?
No.
I feel like B.O.B. is one of the most slept... B.O.B. and Kid Cudi, to me, are two of the most slept on artists. Like, they're respected and, you know, they have a great fan base, but I just feel like they should be bigger than what they are.
I feel like that. I think B.O.B.'s so talented, and I've got, like, he worked with a UK artist back home that he just saw on YouTube that he thought was great and is, like, a great person back home, so I respect him that he just respects hip-hop on that level that he can go to any country and be like, I don't care if anyone even hears it at home, like, I want to make music.
Yeah, he seems all about the music. Where I really fell, you know, in love with B.O.B. is I saw him at a listening session where he literally just took a guitar out and he just started strumming on this guitar and started like banging against the guitar and rapping, and it was just so cool.
Yeah.
It was very outcasty, and
he's definitely an artist, you know. He has great hooks, he's a great rapper, he produces like
pop, any type of music, and I could see him doing a country song and
love this. I wanna go out now and dance.
You wanna go out and dance? I just wanna dance. All right, so the last one that we're gonna play, I'm actually gonna see if or producer, can you play the actual video to this? This is called, by these girls, called PTAF.
Okay. What is that standing for?
Pretty Taking All Fades.
Okay.
I really don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
We're going to have them in studio in the new year. We're also going to have Kid Ink, Eric Bellinger come in for the new year, so I'm really excited about that. But I'm actually really excited about these girls because, so I was at home a few weeks ago. We had Diamond from Crime Mob on studio. Afterwards, I went out. We were hanging out. We're just chilling at the house, and we're banging to some music. And they play this song called "Boss Ass Bitch," which apparently has been out for a year now. And I don't know why it hasn't hit any type of club radio. I think it's awesome. It's ratchet. I mean, it is the definition of ratchet.
Oh, we all need that sometimes.
But sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I gotta say, we need to play this video. Shout out to these three girls. It's everything. And the visuals are epic.
I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass bitch.
I don't give a fuck about you wretched ass names. You can suck a dick, I'm all about fame. Fuck a nigga, fuck a bitch, straight getting paid. I love money, that's all I gotta say. You say fuck up, I say hey. Nigga fall back, I'm made for the game. Bitch shut the fuck up and scream my name while I run up on these hoes in this fat ass rain. I seen a bum, so I gave him change. And I seen your nigga and he gave me brain. I stepped in the fucking, he banged my name. I'm so turned up, I'm insane. A-L-I-Z. That's me. Your girl 17 and I got that green. Bitches hate me cause I'm that thing. Your nigga went down and gave me the ring. Cause I'm a boss ass bitch.
Bitch, 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 bitch. I'm a boss ass.
And I know our producer
bitch,
is in the booth bitch, right now going bitch, ham to this
bitch,
song.
Bitch, I'm a boss ass bitch. Bitch, 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 bitch.
So that's PTAF, Boss Ass Bitch. I mean, it just gets better from there with the other two girls. I mean, honestly, I heard the song and I had to see the visual, and I saw the visual, I was like, but I love it. I just think I love these girls.
Okay, but really, like, this could be made, you know, better if, you know, like, the beat wasn't just looping the whole way through, and if they had, like, a better video. It's kind of like a female
anthem.
Problems.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, because they're like,
I mean, I accept it just the way it is. I'm scared to actually listen to more music by these people because this song, I don't want this song to be tainted for me.
Oh, no, the second song I'm not sure you're going to love.
Oh, you've heard it?
No, but it's just always like this with these types of things that come about. It tends to just, that they'll have a video where someone will put a little bit of money into it and it will look all a little bit better, and then the whole thing will be taken away. Mark my words.
Yeah, well, see, I feel like if you were to put money into it, it wouldn't look right. But because it's this, like, I believe that these girls really were just like, yo, let's just make a music video.
Yeah.
Let's just spit talking about, you know, dudes the way dudes talk about us.
Yep.
Because I'm a boss ass bitch, and I believe it.
I like that. I like to see girls doing this.
I want to meet up with these girls.
I know.
Like, I'm glad we're going to have them on the show, you know what I mean, across the table. What does PTA, what does Pretty Taking All Fades mean?
Pretty Taking All
Fades. It's really interesting. So I'm going to find out. We're going to get them in studio. But were you digging the song? Would you dance to it in a club?
I would. I wanted
more of a car song.
I wanted the beat to drop again. Like, you know. But it just kind of went I wanted something to happen a bit. It
doesn't really happen to the
because you know you need that to happen sometimes. Little kick. But yeah, no, it's something different.
Well, Donatella, I love that you came and joined me here today.
And we got
to pick your brain.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for traveling over the pond.
Oh, it's quite all right, darling. Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Where can all of your fans, new fans, tweet you, Instagram you, all that stuff?
I am Little Donatella everywhere. LITTLE, not LIL. I'm not trying to be Kim. I'm Little Donatella on Instagram, Facebook.
And your website will be coming out.
LittleDonatella.com.
There you guys have it. If you guys want to help us out, subscribe to our channel on iTunes, The Beat, at Black Hollywood Live. You guys can also tweet us at BHL Online. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J and follow me on Instagram at The Beat TV. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Dario Kristen, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Black Hollywood Live Network. If you have questions or comments, tweet us at BHL Online or email us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. For more exclusive content, visit blackhollywoodlive.com. This has been a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.